This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we didn't even talk about Madonna being in the ICU for several days when we were on vacation.
Yeah, what was up with that?
She got a fever. Turns out she had an infection. She's supposed to be going on tour.
Yeah.
That ain't happening, I don't think so, because she's still in the hospital. I'm like, how in the hell is she going to go on tour if she's still in the hospital? And she was just in ICU. It's not happening.
Wait, in a fever, and in from what? An infection from what? Do we know?
Bacterial infection.
Oh, yo.
Yeah, which a lot of people get. So,
that'll get you, though, dog. I swear.
Supposed to kick off a week from Saturday. That's not happening.
Nah.
She's 64. I'm like, you don't have to tour at 64. You know, you could just retire like the rest of the world, Madonna.
Nah, she ain't gonna retire, man. She dating a young little 27-year-old bunny. Come on now. She's dating. Oh, well, she's always dated young.
I was gonna say, every time I see her, she's with some guy nobody's ever seen who looks like they could be her kid.
Basically.
So weird. But Anyway, I don't think the tour is kicking off next week, but the update is she's still in the hospital. She was in ICU with a bacterial infection, but I believe she's gonna be okay. So that's good.
Fingers crossed,
yes,
man.
Yes, absolutely. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and we are giving away an iPad. What's going on?
We sure are, man.
What's so funny?
I'm just geeked about it, man.
You were just like,
it's a lot of high energy. No, I'm not. But again, no interest in talking about it.
The energy is not high in this room.
You gotta be high energy.
Stop it. We are giving away an iPad in 9 minutes at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30. And yesterday we gave away a keyword every single hour. So today we are going to call that winner right now and surprise her. You got Stephanie, you got her number? Let's hit her up.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I bet.
Hello?
Hi, is Stephanie there?
This is.
Is this the Stephanie that might listen to a certain radio station sometimes?
Yes.
Does she sometimes listen to 103.7 Kiss FM?
Sure does.
I don't know why I'm talking like this, DZ.
Is it because this is our giveaway an iPad voice?
That is so exciting.
Stephanie, we are calling because you won an iPad!
Weba!
Yay!
Woo! I see that you entered the keyword at 8:30 on Wednesday morning. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, girl, I hope you're happy that was the keyword then, because you are hooked up with an iPad.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you.
And I hear the babies too, so guess who's getting that iPad?
The kids.
The kids. But guess who's going to leave Stephanie alone?
The kids. And guess who's going to appreciate that? Stephanie.
Stephanie, yes. Well, Stephanie, so congratulations. You are our first winner this week. Oh, my gosh. Go take care of your kids.
Thank you.
We'll get you that iPad ASAP. Hold on.
All right, so I posted this on social media, and it was the highlight of my 4th of July vacation, which was I took my kids to the outlets, DZ.
Which outlets?
The outlets in Johnson Creek. They had never been. And of course, everyone's like, what about Pleasant Prairie? Just chill out, okay? I've been to Pleasant Prairie, too.
What's the difference at the end of the day? They're the same distance from where we're at.
The difference is different stores, and I'm closer to Johnson Creek, and that's it.
I go to Johnson Creek.
I'm like, I'm closer to Brookfield, you know? I'm like, I can go to Pleasant Prairie, but I need to be on my way to Chicago to go to Pleasant Prairie.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. I mean, it doesn't really make sense for you. For us, we're like, well, we passed Pleasant Prairie so much more going to Illinois.
You're close.
But wait, your boys have never gone outlet shopping?
They've never even really gone shopping because I would always do it when they were with their dad.
Oh.
So it's like, they don't even, Owen was getting all into it because we were at Old Navy, and I said, go to the clearance, and if you find anything under $10, you can try it on, and if you like it, I'll buy it. And this kid got so into bargain shopping, he's like, oh, I found another clearance item, and some of these shirts were so bad. I'm like, no, just because it's cheap doesn't mean we buy it, because he was doing the whole, well, these are all under 10, so let's just buy them all.
Buy them all.
And I was like, no. And then he'd try on a shirt, and it'd be too tight, and I'd be like, no. And he'd be like, but it's under $10, and it fits me, Mom. And I'm
like, no, it don't.
The second I put the Old Navy t-shirt in the washer, it's going to be go from a large to a small. Like, we're not going to...
You ain't going to do this. It's not going to fit you tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not going to work. So
they went bargain shopping for the first time.
They did. And Hudson, like a true man, ended up in the corner mad with his hands like on his chin waiting for me to be done. And Owen was like living his best life. So I looked at Hudson at one point. I thought, oh, you're the husband.
You're the husband.
You're sitting on the bench mad.
Waiting to go.
And Owen's my daughter who's shopping away with me. And he's like, oh, Mom, I found another bargain. And I'm like, let's go. He's my son.
How many things did y'all buy?
The backseat was full.
Stop.
I'm broke. Oh, yeah, I'm broke.
Y'all went crazy. I mean, if it's their first time bargain shopping, I'd assume that they kind of freaked out. Even Hudson, who wasn't necessarily too into it, he was probably really geeked about being in the store for that long a time.
They're just happy to get free stuff. And they have a new Five Below outlet at Johnson Creek. So my kids were like, what? Let's go in here. And everyone was mad I did not stop at the Pine Cone. Have you ever been to the Pine Cone?
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Exactly. It's a truck stop restaurant at Johnson Creek that's famous.
What?
Famous in Wisconsin.
You mean the Arby's? The drive-thru at Johnson Creek?
Arby's.
Because that's what I know.
Nope. The Pine Cone is the famous restaurant. I did not go, and I got lit up on Facebook because I didn't go to the Pine Cone. I'm sorry, everybody. Didn't stop at the Pine Cone for lunch. We went to Subway.
You did the important thing, which was teach them boys a valuable lesson in bargain shopping, which is you never buy full price.
Well, that's 100%. And I didn't realize they had never really shopped, but it's like I shop when they're at their dad's and their dad shops when they're at my, I guess. I've never taken them shopping like that.
Right.
When you have your kids all the time, you take them everywhere.
You don't have that like choice, realistically. Uh-huh. What are you going to do? Oh. Get a babysitter just to go to the store?
No,
you bring
them with you.
Right.
And if you're a single parent, you wait till they leave because it's too much work to take them with you now.
I low-key figured, you know, like as a strong single mother, you was going to bring them everywhere anyway.
No.
That's what in my head, I was like, oh, these boys have been going to the store because I know you like to shop. I like to shop.
There were at least a 4 to 6 year period where they didn't leave the house with me if I was shopping and we did not go out to eat together. I refused to grocery shop with them and I refused to take them out to eat. And that was it. And now we're in a great place where I love to take them to shop and I love to take them out to eat. And did I mention they also got Crocs? Because that was the other reason we went all the way to Johnson Creek. I forgot there was a damn Crocs outlet, which was bumping, by the way.
Of course it was.
Which was bumping.
You know, they were sold out of the little like pins that they put in them and everything.
They got 900 of those.
Oh my gosh.
No, they don't. The gibbets.
They're called gibbets?
They're called gibbets. I learned this because now my kids have 500 of them.
I'm so against it. Didn't know what they were called.
Gibbets.
Anti-Croc over here.
Golly. Guess what I'm wearing today?
No, you're not.
Crocs.
Those aren't Crocs.
These are Crocs.
Those are Crocs?
They make different styles now, and these are cute, though. I'll put them on Instagram.
No, I ain't gonna lie. Those actually are decent Crocs. Did you get them at the outlet?
Yeah, I sure did. You're damn right.
That bargain buy.
I wasn't buying the classic Crocs. Hell no.
That bargain buy got you.
Hell yeah. This was not a bargain. These were $50. These are just sandals. But I'll wear these all summer.
Ugh.
These are not a bargain buy, my friend. These are Crocs, and Crocs are not cheap.
Crocs definitely aren't cheap.
They are not, but I'm putting a picture of them up right now on Instagram for everybody that wants to see my cute shoes, cute Crocs.
What I need is an outlet Birkenstock, because my wife goes through those shoes like nothing.
Oh! Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm. We just bought a new pair.
Is there a Birkenstock outlet anywhere?
I don't think so.
Is that a thing?
I doubt Birkenstock has outlets. They look like they charge full price for everything.
They do. As does Crocs, by the way.
Oh, that's tough.
You know what outlet I was living for was the Nike outlet when we went to Johnson Creek.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a great question. What outlets would you want if you could have an outlet of any store? You need a Birkenstock one.
Yeah. What store should have an outlet? I like that. Because think about it.
Fantasy land.
Gucci has an outlet, realistically. Yeah. You right?
Yeah.
Louis probably has an outlet. Every thing has an outlet for the most part.
There's a Coach at Pleasant Prairie and...
Boom.
Johnson
outlets.
Creek.
Coach mm-hmm. outlets. What mm-hmm. other stores? Honestly, yeah. We need an Aldi outlet. Yeah, I want the cheap food even cheaper.
Aldi can't get any cheaper than a
Nah, yeah, it can. We need a Birkenstock and an Aldi.
An Aldi outlet next to each other for DZ. Preferably in Bayview.
Please and thank you. Please and thank you.
I'm picturing those two next to each other.
I'll take a Chick-fil-A. That don't have to be an outlet, though.
We'll take your suggestions on outlets. 414-533-1037. What needs to be an outlet or what is that we just don't know exists? Mm. We will talk about this next. Your favorite outlet or what should be your favorite outlet? 414-533-1037. Don't forget, you have until 7 o'clock as well to go enter that KISS keyword for the iPad. The word is run. Good luck. Damn, I dropped my phone right as I was uploading my Crocs right onto my Instagram story. Jesus. All right, hold on. Let me upload this so everyone can see my new Crocs from the Johnson Creek Outlet. Done.
Croc game strong.
Croc game not looking like Crocs. Steezy can't believe it. They make sandals now. That's why.
Look, I'm not going to say that they look good because I'm so anti-Crocs that I will never bring myself to say that, but they don't look like Crocs. I'll say that.
I'm anti-Crocs too, but guess who's wearing a pair today?
They look decent.
Thank you. They're better. They're making all the styles. Okay, let's go to the phones because we were talking about how I took my kids to the outlets in Johnson Creek and they had a time. And what outlets would you come up with? Because DZ said Birkenstock because his wife loves to buy them full price.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go straight to Ryan in Calabama. He says he has two and I'm scared to find out what they are. I'm not going to lie.
They could be anything.
Oh. Ryan!
Martin, that is hilarious.
He's like,
you are
afraid
to think of what I would come up with.
Yeah, because you're like, I'd have a gun outlet, then I'd have a Ford F-150 outlet, and they'd be cheap.
Oh, a goat outlet?
Whoa. No, I would not have a Ford outlet in the first place.
He'd
I'd rather
a Chevy outlet.
Yeah, thank you. I'd rather have a Chevy
respect
outlet.
On his name.
My bad, I knew better. I knew you were a Chevy guy. My
gross.
Bad.
He said gross.
No. What's next? A Dodge outlet?
The audacity.
How dare you?
No. Just to let you know, I am wearing Crocs as I go into work. So I am a proud sponsor of them.
Y'all are.
My two outlets would be TSC and a Fleet Farm outlet.
What was the first one?
TSC?
I don't know what that
is. TSC, Tractor Supply Company.
Ha ha!
Of course. So I wasn't far off with the guns and the Fords.
So we would definitely have some partiers with Charlie from Fond du Lac for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan wants a farm for less. That's basically what he wants.
What was the
Pretty
second
much,
one?
Yes. Fleet Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be it's got to be the Fleet Farm.
It's already
There's
cheap.
A big difference.
Isn't that stuff already cheap?
But he wants something between Harbor Freight and Farm and Fleet. You know what I'm saying?
Cheaper. Come on now.
Come on. Got to save my money somehow.
Exactly. So we can all go back to the goats.
So Tractor Supply Store.
Yep.
And I keep forgetting.
A fleet farm,
but
not
a hybrid.
But not Farm and Fleet.
No, there's a difference.
Even though the brothers split and did that.
Even though it's the same store.
You cannot compare them.
It's like left Twix and right Twix. He's right. You can't compare. No. He's right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We're working on those. We're starting a new platform here on Kiss FM.
The Alley and DZ outlets.
Mm-hmm. We're going to build
We're going to call it the Redneck Outlets because we're going to get a bunch of rednecks together and we're going to make our own outlet somewhere here.
Well, your redneck outlet's going to be a wing because I need a non-redneck outlet, okay?
There you go. That's facts. Perfect then.
We'll have a redneck wing. We'll have an urban wing. We have a wing in the middle.
You got a wing for it all.
All right.
Chicken wing, you know. Ryan, we appreciate you, man.
Bye.
No problem, guys. Happy Thursday.
Yes.
Whatever day it is. Later, fam.
Yeah.
All right. Lori's in Cedarburg this morning. I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
Who won the world, girls?
Lori!
Morning.
Hi. What's an outlet you would come up with? Because we're talking about our dream outlet stores.
Well, Kohl's needs to bring theirs back, but I know the popular answer with a lot of people is going to be Target.
Ding, 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 ding.
Winner, winner.
Say, yep, because when I used to work there, people would call that the $100 store. They couldn't walk out without spending $100.
And I only bought two things. How does that happen every single time, dog?
Oh, my gosh. Well, and you're talking dirty to me when you start talking about Target outlet stores. I mean, I'm just getting turned on thinking about it. I'm like, wait, what?
Does Target ever have outlets anywhere?
No, they have a dollar section. That's the outlet section.
Right? They got a clearance.
That's about it.
They got a clearance for the same price as the other store.
That area when you walk in, that's the
that's
outlet.
It. That's it.
That's the outlet of Target, the dollar section.
Why is that so true?
Because it's true.
Why is that so true? I hate that you're right about
all
that, dog.
All the overstock crap is in the dollar
Boom.
Section.
Right there. Oh, you want it for a dollar? Here you go. Target outlet, that's the winner right there, G.
Man.
The best was a couple years ago when I was working there. Christmas stuff was 90% off. They found like three pallets in the back that had not been stocked out on those shelves. Mm. And we were talking about those like big Christmas blow up, like snow globes, were like $9 because by the time they found them.
Well, Lori.
That's a lot.
You had me at Target. That's all I've heard since you said it. And we'll have you have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
We appreciate you, Lori. Bye.
Dreaming about Target. Real quick, let's go to Mike in Hartford. We are way out of time this morning, but he said he has two stores he wants to make into an outlet store because outlets are life. In fact, they're the only thing that got me that are still having me shopping in a store these days are outlets. Let's be real.
The deals.
There's got to be a beef jerky outlet with the cost of beef jerky right now.
I'm so turned on between Target and beef jerky right now, I can't even compose myself. Go on.
And,
you guys are killing
it
me.
It wasn't a outlet store, but if you're hankering for a State Fair cream puff out of State Fair times, go to the Pine Cone.
I heard the Pine Cone has cream puffs. Is this a real
thing? They also have chocolate eclairs that are the size of dinner plates.
Okay, so DZ, next time you go to Johnson Creek Outlets, if you do, go to the Pine Cone the truck restaurant.
I must. I got to get me a stop. Dinner plate eclair, you know what I'm saying?
And a cream puff.
Yep.
And a pair of Crocs, because you know you want them.
I might end up in a pair. Who knows?
Bye, Mike.
See you later. Bye.
Oh, it's Treat Yourself Thursday, 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Good morning, DZ.
Good morning, Allie.
Oh, this is something we do every single Thursday. And today, you know what I want to talk about? Sriracha.
You trying to treat yourself with some sriracha?
Some sriracha, baby.
What's going on in the sriracha game?
Well, first of all, let me just tell you, Treat Yourself Thursday is brought to you by Wendy's. You can order a Baconator with Wendy's late night. They're open till midnight or later. Hours may vary. But sriracha, do you remember when there was a shortage? And like they announced that people were going nuts online being like, oh, they were stealing them from restaurant tables.
You don't got to call me out like that. You don't got to call me out like that. You know, but we were never at a shortage of sriracha. I'll tell you that. There was always sriracha in my fridge.
Okay, I believe you for sure. But they say they're preparing for a shortage of sriracha again.
Another sriracha one. The sriracha shortage.
What's the difference between sriracha and hot sauce? Are they the same?
Are
they different?
Primary difference is like the way it's made. Sriracha is like
more of a paste.
Yeah, like a chili paste sauce type deal. Hot sauce is just that. You know, peppers, hot sauce. So, and I want to say sriracha is more of an Asiatic.
What's that mean?
Like it's
Asiatic?
It's more Asian for Asian foods than for Latino foods.
Did you make that word up or is that a word?
Asiatic? No.
That's a word?
It could be. I might have made it up.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm pretty sure Asiatic is a word.
Okay, I believe you. But you said that about petitious and you made that up, so whatever.
I for sure made up petitious. Asiatic might actually be one.
Now here we go. I made that one up, but not this one.
But sriracha is more of the Asian derivation. Hot sauce, you know, typically comes from more Latin American countries. Right. But everybody love them a little hot sauce. Mm-hmm. I'm not okay with this, though. I don't want to put this out in the universe.
No.
I don't want the sriracha shortage.
They're saying bottles of sriracha could sell for over $30 as a shortage.
Okay, chill out.
It ain't that serious.
It's not that serious at all.
I'll go get some sauce at Taco Bell to replace it.
Bro, I got enough in my car.
You got the Fire Diablo over there for me?
We can make our own sriracha at home.
Sriracha, who needs you?
Yeah,
we don't.
That's
all
for
right.
sure.
We got to do What Would DZ Do? You want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on KISS FM.
All right, what is the problem today?
Well, Ren hit us up, and she's trying to get some help with kids swearing.
Don't come to me. Good thing you're going to DZ today.
Is it? Is it?
Bleep them, kids.
Thank you.
But DZ agrees with me.
Ren hit us up and says, hey, Ali and DZ, I grew up around swearing my whole life and never thought anything about it.
Yeah.
But now that I've had kids, I've really taken back a lot of the language I used when I was younger, primarily because I've had so many people tell me that I shouldn't be letting my kids swear.
Enter eye roll. That's what I do.
Double eye roll.
Whatever.
When they were really little and first starting to talk, they would repeat everything. Duh.
Obviously.
Right? We know that. And most of it was curse words. When I realized this, I felt like a bad parent.
Why?
Especially when people would tell me that I needed to change. I don't necessarily feel like I should have to, but people made me believe it. What would you do? Let your kids curse or no?
Are your kids nice to people? Are they kind? Do they do the right thing in the world? Mm. Do they say the F-bomb once in a while when they shouldn't? That's a problem, but it's not the end of the world, okay? I'm just saying.
Touche.
That's all. DZ, what would you do? Because you know I got thoughts.
I got to layer this one, right?
Layer it.
Because do I care about kids swearing? No.
No, because we're swearing.
We swear.
Who are we to tell them, right?
I got a terrible potty mouth, right?
Right.
And I don't necessarily see that changing. But I come here and I don't say bad words, mm-hmm. I don't think, most of the time.
Not on the air most times, right? We never say bad things.
I haven't had to dump myself yet, but I've definitely, you know, used certain language that isn't quote-unquote respectful. I love swear words.
Yeah.
It's like adding a color palette to your vocabulary.
Mm.
Sure, is it nice when you don't have to use it?
Yeah.
But when you do use those words, they give you a little extra oomph.
Well, yeah, it feels nicer when I do use it.
It's an expression.
Yeah.
You got to teach your child the difference. Let the kids swear, but you got to let them know you swear in this home, you mm-hmm. swear around me, you don't swear with or at teachers at school,
yeah.
you don't swear in public, and you for dang sure don't swear at church.
That's actually right. You know why? Because this is what I tell my kids all the time. I cuss. I'm an adult, and when you're an adult, you can do whatever you want,
right?
But guess what? You're not an adult, because guess what? I grew up with a dad with a horrible potty mouth, which is why I have one. So they're gonna be just as bad as me one day. I'm well aware of it.
And my parents tried to stop me from swearing.
Yeah, good
But
luck.
The thing is, they stopped me from swearing in Spanish. Español is different than English.
Ah.
So I swore up and down, all through the house, all around, in English, left, right, bleep, bop, bleep, bloop,
just
bleep,
not
bloop.
In Spanish.
Not in Spanish. So by the time I actually grew up, and they realized I had been saying swear words, they couldn't stop it.
Right, it's too late.
I was smart, though. I wasn't using it around people that I knew were going to be like, hey, you swear curse words.
It's not genuine for me to be like, dang it.
Oh, gosh darn
it. Like, that is so not genuine coming from me, and probably you either.
We're more bleep them kids.
That's F them kids. That's us. And we have kids, and we love them, but F them kids.
Real parents know. Bleep them kids. Dog. But that's what I say.
Oh,
in this scenario,
so
you got to teach them. If you're going to swear, cool. Now, if you've changed in your mind and gone, oh, I'm a bad parent because I'm swearing, and now you believe it,
yeah,
cool, then don't let your kids swear.
Yeah.
But guess what? They're going to, because they're going to learn that language somewhere or another. You should at least teach them the right way and the right place to use it.
Okay. You know, I'm on the same page with you for once, finally, on what would DZ do. I finally think you're...
Everybody gets one, dog. You see that pig fly by?
He's taking the W. All right, 414-533-1037. What do you do? The kids are cussing. Wants them to stop? You heard what DZ would do. You know what I would do.
What would you do?
Tell me what the hell you would do next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
What would you do? Your kids are cussing and you don't know what to do. You're a bad mom all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, kids say one swear word.
Yeah, it's interesting watching kids come out of households that swear who are just fine, aren't they?
I seem like I'm okay.
Amanda's in Racine this morning. I'm dying to hear what she thinks of this because she's still got a baby. So we're not dealing with cuss words just yet, but hey, Amanda. Amanda, what would you do if your little baby starts cussing out of nowhere?
I had actually been worried that one of her first words was going to be a swear word because we swear like sailors.
Thank you.
Right.
But I don't think kids should be swearing. So if it gets bad, like if she gets bad, I think we're going to do a swear jar so I can get some of my money back that I've been buying.
Some of my money back.
A swear jar.
Oh, some money back.
Get back on my investment.
Amanda, now that you had a kid, you're never getting your money back. You're broke. Welcome to your new life.
Broke like no joke.
True.
Welcome to it.
Amanda, why do you think that kids shouldn't swear?
I just think it's not really polite. I mean, I grew up never swearing, but then I met my husband and his family, and that became a whole other story.
Well, that's the thing. We're taught it's polite and manners and all this stuff, yet at the same time, you can, I have manners. I know how to be polite in public.
I'm respectful, but I swear.
Right? You can do both. You just have to know when to use it.
Why were we taught that swearing was like the epitome of a bad kid?
The same reason we were taught all these other things people say are bad that are not, you know?
Right.
We were taught all kinds of things, these boundaries and standards, and now it's just in our mind. It sounds bad. The word sounds cringy because we were taught they were bad.
But Amanda's going, listen, I don't want my kid to swear, so I'm going to pop out a swear jar. At least get something to it.
Whatever works, man.
Right. I'll probably get the money back anyway, but that's fine.
Now, are you going to be putting money in a swear jar too? That's the real question.
Oh God, I'm broke like no joke.
She said bleep yes. Of course I will.
Amanda said, okay, bye now. Love you guys. Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye, Amanda. We appreciate you.
That was the first time she hung up on us.
She was like, okay, gotta go.
Jessica's in her scene this morning on 4. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
How the bleep are you?
I'm pretty bleeping good today.
That's what the bleep I'm talking about.
Right? Bleep you and your bleeping good day. Now, Jessica, what do you think the person should do with the kids that are cussing?
So I have 3 kids and I have a trucker mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my kids inevitably picked up some of my habits. We made the rule, you can swear in the house. That's it. Not at school, not out in public.
Oh, okay.
Nothing like that.
I like that.
But my middle child, he liked to use it freely every time he could. I mean, he would, you know, look wrong at his sister and
feels
be,
good.
Oh, bleep this, bleep that. And I'm like, okay, we're done with it.
So the middle child's going to get a swear jar.
Right, exactly.
Oh, no. The middle child got a bar of soap. I showed him. This is a bar of soap.
You can't put a bar of soap in a kid's mouth. That is so 1955.
What? Nah.
That's how I grew up.
Yeah, exactly. That's so 1955, Jessica. Stop with the soap in the mouth. We don't do that anymore. We never did that.
He never got it.
He never died of poison or...
Thankfully. It was Irish Spring, non-toxic.
Put some Lysol in his mouth. What's the difference? I mean, toxic is toxic.
Big difference. Don't do that.
Lysol's soap? What's the difference?
99% disinfected.
Don't they both disinfect?
It's literally how you, if you do it in the house, I'm okay with it, but don't do it as bad as mommy does it, basically.
Right. Listen, don't follow my lead, only at home. I like that a lot.
Thank you, Jessica.
That's what I live by. Appreciate you, Jessica.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, we only correct our 4-year-old when she swears for no reason. If she swears out of frustration, like she's struggling to do something, then it's like, oh. But so that you actually are using it correctly, it sounds like they don't
It's a release. Mm-hmm. I mean, say you stub your toe. Doesn't it feel good? Think about it. You stub your toe at the edge of the bed. If you go, oh, darn it. It doesn't feel as good and as pain relieving as, oh, bleep.
Right.
Thank you.
You feel better. It's a release for sure. Hey, Destiny's in Milwaukee this morning. I'm scared to hear her point of view.
Put your hand in the air if you want a whipping. I wish you would. Let me catch an intern trying to cuss around. I whip, boy. You know that look your parents give you when you do something wrong.
That side eye.
I'm going to look at you. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm, that. Oh, man, I just did that. Oh, I better.
I wish they would have given me the side eye. I got screamed at, dude. Where was the side eye? I wish I had the side eye.
Just caught the chancla.
Right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. The boomerang. That's a Mexican boomerang, the chancla.
It really is.
I swear it is.
It really is. Latino
out.
Weapon
no,
of mass
they got
destruction.
It back in their head. Well, yeah, not happening.
So Destiny, you say no cussing, and if they do, it's on.
Listen, it's a respect thing. You know what I'm saying? When I worked over at the schools and for the Boys and Girls Club, and the kids would cuss in front of me, mm-hmm. they'd have to do 5 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that. I'm grown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you, that's the problem with some of us parents, and you know, you think it's okay to allow your kids to do something like that, but when they get out there in public and you're not around and they're cussing like that,
well,
what do you think that they're
that's
saying
a
about
bad look.
This? This is what I say all the time.
Yeah.
I joke and I'm really inappropriate on and off the air, and then my kids will go to school and do say something stupid, and I would be mortified, and I'd be like, whoops, and that's why I can't say it around my kids. Not because I care, but because now the teacher, I'm getting calls from the school. Because
now I look crazy as a parent.
And I am, but I don't want them to know.
Well, we already know she is, so they're like, oh, that's Allie's kid. Yep, we expect some of this.
You're right, actually. They do.
That's one of the faith boys, you know.
Mom's got a big mouth. She's yapping her mouth on Kiss every day. That
but listen,
big mouth.
I got older nieces in them, and they still won't cuss around Aunt Destiny.
Really?
I don't even want to cuss around
you. I got nieces in their 20s and their 30s, and they won't cuss around Aunt Destiny for nothing.
I hear you.
I got one that will cuss around me, and she thinks it's cool, and I'll be like, excuse me, I'm sorry, Aunt Destiny. Yeah, you do that over there with your friends, but there's a line.
Yeah.
And that's the problem is that we're not burying that line no more.
Right.
And that's why a lot of kids are getting out. I mean, come on, some of the radio stations play songs that got cussing in it. Of course your kids are going to cuss because we're not stopping it there.
Not us, though, obviously.
Well, I mean.
I know that.
Destiny, we're regulated. That's why we don't cuss. The FCC, we would get fined.
Because we regulated.
If I was on a non-regulated station, you would be horrified.
A whole lot of
different. Yeah, the F-bombs Mm-mm. that would come out of my Mm-mm. mouth. Come on.
You can. I guess you could say it's okay to cuss around, but your kids got to know, like, oh, it's all right. You know, mommy and papi, they're doing that, or mom and mommy, or whatever the case may be. But I will not do it around my parents because I know better.
Mm.
Now, if I'm on the streets with my friends, like, hey, what up, you? You know what I'm saying? But let you come around my mama and them and you cuss, I'm going to look at you crazy because my mama going to look at me crazy, and then I got to look at you crazy. Like, bro, you crazy?
Destiny.
Mail call. I can't believe it.
Mail call.
Somebody sent us a wedding invitation.
Here's the mail that never fails. It makes me. Okay, I'm not going Blue's Clues it up.
Why
right
did
now.
They put me on it? I don't believe in marriage. What the hell? I'm kidding.
Dang, that went across the room.
Whoever's wedding invitation I just threw, I take it back. I'm coming. No. Listen, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, I got to get back in my chair after I threw the wedding invitation. I had to go pick it up off the floor.
You went and got it, though. Dusted it off and everything.
I did. It says, kindly delivered to Allie and DZ at Kiss FM.
That's us.
So, by the way, there's a free iPad coming up at 7:30. You could be like Stephanie in Brookfield, who won yesterday's iPad. Okay.
Not a part of the wedding invite.
Not a part of the wedding invite. Wait, Kristen Davis from Sex and the City invited us to her wedding? Her name is Kristen Davis.
Stop it. We got a Sex and the City invite. Obviously, we're going.
Who's Nicholas Novotny, though?
Well, that doesn't matter because it's Kristen Davis. We out here saying everybody's first and last.
We don't even know these people. I think this is the listener we said to invite us to their wedding, and she did. Kristen in Delavan. Because it says Delavan, so it must be Kristen and Delavan.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. Anybody that has brought up the words wedding, we've told to invite us.
That's right.
So this could be from any number of people.
But it was so nice to come back from vacation, and we had a wedding invite at the radio station. So it says the event we are invited to is on August 4th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Delavan. Are you in?
August 4th?
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I might be available that day.
I don't know if I am.
I don't know what all's going on. Going on in August. I mean, I do know a few things that are going on in August, but besides
the state fair,
and my wife's birthday, like my guy's bachelor party. Like, actually, I got to check in. I don't know if I'm school shopping. I don't know if I'm available that August.
We're busy
thinking about it now, but no. So August 4th in Delavan. Delavan's not that far from here.
Hold on,
that's a quick whip.
Kristen says on this invite that we just got.
What does it say?
Please RSVP by June 20th. Well,
oh my gosh,
we're out. I guess we're out. When did she say? Are we the
We're the B-list invite.
We're the B-list. Unbelievable.
Wow. I'm glad you saw that.
Unbelievable.
Because everybody else had already been invited.
Unbelievable.
Or should we just be happy that we still got an invite? Because that was personalized to us still.
Where does it say if there's an open bar?
Oh, because
that's
be.
Where I click usually and I go, ah, I'm in.
Man, you might as well RSVP for us. I'm trying to go.
They have a QR code on their wedding invite.
How many plus ones do we get?
It doesn't say. It, you know what?
Ooh, it's none. An open invite.
We get none because it says, this is something to know about wedding invites. It says Allie and DZ and that's it. So it doesn't say Allie and DZ and guests. It doesn't say Allie and DZ and guests, which means the only people invited to this wedding are Allie and DZ. And this is important during wedding season for people to understand who then RSVP like they get a guest when they don't.
You're right. No, you're right, because that definitely means it's only us two invited to that.
And we're in the B list, so there's no room for guests.
Sorry, y'all. We paid for the plates. Listen, I'm down.
Wait, this is soon.
If we got to check in and see what the schedule's looking like, I mean, yeah, I don't want to commit on air and then not be able to go.
It's a Friday.
But, I mean, who's to say we can't pop out and at least make an appearance?
I mean, Delavan, here I come.
We'd be
no.
rude to not. I've never been to a wedding in Delavan.
I've never been. Have I been to Delavan? Probably, actually. Probably. I've probably been to a few bars in Delavan and don't remember it. But listen, not the point. Well, we got invited to a wedding and I can't believe it.
But, I mean, do we even RSVP or do we just show up? Because we missed the RSVP date. Well, now that's my question. Do we still got an RSVP or can we just pull up?
Kristen, what do we do?
Nicholas, help us out.
Does Kristen have a C list? Because if we are out, she might need to go to the C list. I don't know. I appreciate the invite, though.
What are we bringing as a gift? I put in $20. You put in $20.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's Am I the Jerk involves me, Allie. Am I the jerk?
Why are you saying it like that?
I don't know, because I don't feel like I am the jerk, so I'm standing my ground on this one.
It was almost like a surprise. It involves me.
Me. But it might be a trigger for a lot of people, because it's even a trigger for me, and you're going to see my blood boil as I start to tell this story. It's going to raise my blood pressure.
Is that why your face is turning red?
Yes, because I'm getting mad already.
No, talk to me.
I'm not mad. I'm mad at the people that have it wrong. Hence, am I the jerk, okay?
Oh, so what you're saying is we're going to trigger some
people.
We're
going to trigger.
Got it.
Am I the jerk for not waving at the merge? Hear me out.
Wait, what do you mean?
Or waving? Don't hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
When I merge on the interstate and I don't wave because you let me in, quote unquote, am I the jerk? Because here's what happened. I was on 45 North last week. Right when you get up there, first of all, construction's hell.
It's
okay?
Terrible.
It's a nightmare no matter 90, wherever you're at, everybody knows what I'm talking about. But when it merges on 45 North, a little past like Blue Mound,
right.
Watertown Plank, I'm always in the far left lane or the far right lane. Whatever lane is merging is the lane I take. Do you know why I do that? Because nobody else takes it. Even though the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has said numerous times, use the open lane until it
merges.
Take
it to the end.
You're making traffic worse by merging too early.
Yeah.
We use the open lane for a reason, you dummies. And so that's where I start triggering people because somebody knows what I'm talking about right now and is waiting at the merge a mile back for no reason whatsoever.
Somebody just made that merge just now.
Legally get in the open lane, people. You're messing it all up. Mm. So I get in the lane. I get up there and it's time to merge. So I merged in because I have the right of way at the merge. I don't wave.
You don't wave.
I don't wave.
The courtesy, you know, toss the hand up. Thank you.
Yeah. Next thing I know, I hear I'm the jerk because I didn't wave. This is coming from a friend of mine. Oh, you didn't wave at the merge? I'm like, no, because guess what? It's the merge. We all merge together. Huh. I'm letting them in just like they're letting me in. They have to let me in. Thank you for letting me merge when you're supposed to let me merge. That doesn't make any sense to me. If I don't wave, I'm the jerk?
Can I be honest? It's a merge.
Yes, you can be honest.
I think you're a little bit of a jerk.
Of course you do, because you probably wait a mile back in the line, don't you?
No, I'll ride the shoulder and get over it. But I'm still going to chalk up the courtesy deuces at least.
You're the shoulder guy. Unbelievable.
I'm a shoulder cat myself. So
unbelievable.
On that aspect, no, you
this
good.
Guy.
But you got to chalk up the deuces.
Why?
Because it is the courtesy. At the end of the day, that person could have cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sure, could have made an accident happen, whatever.
Then they're
safety.
The jerk.
They're the jerk. But you got to at least put the hand up. It takes 2 seconds. Not even. It takes a fraction to go, whether they see it or not.
Because they let me into the line. I'm supposed to be let into?
Mm-hmm.
That makes absolutely no sense.
It's like a zipper order. One, two, one,
yeah.
two.
Do when... they wave when it's their turn?
They probably do.
No, they don't.
Maybe.
No, they don't. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for not waving at the merge when it is my turn to be let in, everybody?
Who said it's your turn? Did you decide it was your turn?
The zipper merge said it was my turn, just like you said it was my turn 5 seconds ago when you said they go, I go, they go, I go. That's correct.
So then courteously, you go, hey, thanks for letting me go on my go.
You know who I'm thanking? All the people who didn't get in the fast lane like me and do it the right way, actually. I should be thanking the people who get in line way too early because they're the reason I'm getting places on time, honestly.
So then give them the courtesy wave.
Somebody said, thank you for doing something you're supposed to do. Okay. Somebody Listen. Said, I never wave when merging. Somebody said, it's not that deep. Thank you.
I think you should. It's not. You should at least just chalk the hand up. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Somebody said the merge sounds like the title of a horror movie. It is.
It does.
It should be.
It might be.
Because nobody really enjoys a merge.
Who enjoys driving on the highway?
Jeez. All right.
Exactly.
We're going to take your calls and your texts next. Am I the jerk for not waving at the merge? Oh, look at the phones. Okay. Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's is me. I wrote into the show, and I want to know if I'm the jerk for not waving at the merge. Because I was on 45 North, and where it merged, I always get in the lane, the far left or right, depending on 94 or 45, whichever one you're on, and I ride it until it's time to merge.
Right, because you're not talking about the on-ramp. You're talking about the merge that's like, merge, half mile, lane ends, quarter mile, lane ends, 500
feet. If you're on 94, it does it right around 84th, and then 76th. And then it all comes down one lane. Then another lane disappears. I will be in that right lane on 94 East the whole way.
Okay.
The whole way.
I got you.
And while everyone sits a mile back waiting in the traffic, that's on you because they're doing it right now. Yo. They know exactly what I'm talking about. People are cursing me in their car. Blaming me. So am I the jerk? This is what we want to know. Let's go to Katie and Racine this morning. She's on 6. Katie, am I the jerk because I didn't wave at the merge? My friend said I'm a jerk.
No, you're not.
What?
That's it?
I mean, straight up. You good. Off the hook.
Thanks.
Man, I was taught you always give somebody the courtesy hand up. No matter what you're doing, because quote unquote, you're cutting somebody off, right? Mm-hmm. Now you go ahead and say, hey, thanks. Appreciate it. Now, we all continue on. It's courtesy.
The courtesy wave comes when you really need to be let in, not when you're supposed to be let in. Like when I'm turning out of a business. And everyone's at a stoplight, and some guy goes, come on in, honey. Come on in while we're all waiting. And I go, thank you with the wave, right?
Uh-huh.
Or a four-way stop. The people that, for some reason, don't want to go when it's their turn and wave you along, don't get me started on that.
You're right.
Thanks for letting me go for no reason whatsoever and messing up the flow here, people. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It happens to me all the time, and I hate it.
I hate it, too. All right, Katie says not a jerk.
Katie says straight up, nope.
Why am I defending myself?
No.
She agrees.
You don't have to. I'm just trying to get Katie to sway over to the other side and call you a jerk.
She won't. No. I paid her.
Katie's a paid actor.
Yep, checks in the mail.
Why would you wave? Why would you wave?
Because you're
when
supposed
to. When you do, it's the right way.
That's right. That's kind of my thing is like they're letting me in as they're supposed to.
Yeah, you're supposed
Gee,
to.
Gee, thanks.
The merge is supposed to speed up.
So.
You're stupid if you're not letting somebody in because they do have the right of way. Like,
yeah.
Where they're supposed to go off the ramp.
So I'm not the jerk for not waving at the merge. Katie, say less.
Y'all are goofy. We appreciate your call, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Thank you.
All right. Miranda is in Brookfield this morning. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning, guys.
How we doing today?
I mean,
I'm good.
Are you on the freeway right now?
Sounds like
I was literally passing the merge on that Watertown plank as you were saying, so of course I had to call in.
She said, it's me. That was me.
You didn't wave to me, Allie. I let you in at the merge. Miranda, do you ride the open lane until it merges or no?
You know, I don't, but I don't have the beef for the people that do. I'm okay with it.
Okay, so we're cool. We're cool people.
Yeah. So I'm going to say not a jerk.
Oh.
It's definitely like you're a place where you're allowed to go, so people need to let you in. I feel like the only place where I do wave to like thank people for letting me over is if I'm like in Chicago and we're just stuck in traffic.
And you're scared.
Everybody hates their lives.
Not scared because you're going
to
get hurt.
To get out.
Scared because exactly. you have nowhere to go.
Exactly. So I'm like, thank God for letting me go through.
So if the traffic was any worse in Milwaukee, then we'd be doing the courtesy wave at the merge, huh? Wow.
Not me, no.
Selective, Miranda, but I respect it.
Miranda, thanks for being cool and letting me in at the merge, even though you're supposed to.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too,
bye, Miranda. All right. Last but not least, Heather is in Shorewood this morning. Heather, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Are you going to make it a clean sweep here and say I'm not the jerk for not waving at the merge?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's a clean sweep. Oh. You're not the jerk because that's what the point of the zipper merge is.
Thank
you're not supposed
you.
To get over and slow down traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to wait till the merge and then do it. That's why it's called a zipper merge. You actually make traffic worse when you don't.
100%. I gave this PSA, 5 minutes ago, and I'll give it again. When you don't use the zipper merge, you're making it worse. When you get over 2 miles ahead for no reason, you're making traffic worse. I don't know how many times the people that deal with infrastructure and freeways and build them can tell us this over and over, and we still have this issue at the merges. We still go through this in Milwaukee. One lane wide open, 3 lanes backed up for miles. Make it make sense, people.
As
you're sitting in it right now.
The lane with the zipper merge has always got backup on it because you have some
idiot right in the middle that thinks that even though it's
good catch.
It's an open lane.
To get over yet.
You know what? I'll finish your sentence for you. We're having a connection right now, Heather. I knew where you were going with that. I knew.
Y'all are kindred spirits,
we are. We are. I'll finish your sentences.
Man.
Okay, Heather, thanks for calling. Not the jerk.
We appreciate you. Have a good day.
I'm like a judge in the courtroom of my own courtroom going, I'm not the jerk.
I'm not. I object.
I told ya.
Everybody was like, Allie, ain't nobody objecting but DZ. What are you talking about? But bro, let me put it to you like this. So somebody in the 10 items or less line at the store
mm-hmm.
lets you go ahead of them because you have less than the 10 items. All of a sudden, do you not say thank you?
Of course I would say thank you.
Well, look at that. But they're supposed to let you in. They're supposed to let you go.
Why?
Because
why are they supposed to let me in ahead of them?
Because they got 10
no.
items or less. They might have more. All of a sudden, yeah. I'm just trying to justify.
That's
I know.
A bad analogy because if you
yeah.
have more than 10 items, get the hell out of the 10 item or less lane anyway, right?
Yeah, no, I lost his argument and now I'm just digging a hole.
Yep. Somebody said, why is Allie waiting until it's the end of merge? Because that's what they said we're supposed to do. How many times do I have to give this speech on the air, DZ, that you're making traffic worse when you don't use all the open lanes?
Oh, we're going to have to give it a few more times. We got some bad drivers out here.
All right, I'm done. Rant over.
Rant over?
Oh, my God.
Finito?
Finito. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Finito and not the jerk.
And not the jerk. By the way, we're giving away an iPad. If you missed it, the keyword for this hour, you have 10 minutes left to go enter it at 1037kissfm.com. The word is win.
W-I-N.
Go enter that. You could be like Stephanie, who won an iPad yesterday in Brookfield. Could be you today. 1037kissfm.com. Enter the keyword win.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so the Hollywood Dirt is local today. We're talking about Summerfest because we're entering the last weekend tonight. The last weekend of Summerfest. We've already are on weekend 3. I cannot believe it.
That's crazy to me, dog. And I haven't had the chance to go, but I will be. I will
you
be.
You haven't been yet?
I haven't had. Last weekend, I was gone.
Yeah.
This past weekend, we was too busy to do any of that.
Yeah.
And now it's the last weekend, so guess what? Dun-dun-dun-dun, that's the only chance I got.
Today, tomorrow, or Saturday.
Oof.
You better get out there.
It came and went way too fast, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We need 9 weekends of Summerfest. I'm going to vote for that.
I'm fine with that. Just make the whole summer Summerfest. I'm down for that. Well, Young Gravy going to be headlining tonight for free.
Oh, yeah.
At the amphitheater. That's where I was going with this. Because if you missed it, and I know a lot of people already know this, but Jimmy Buffett was supposed to be the headliner tonight.
Right.
He had to cancel last week. So then imagine Summerfest trying to find a new amphitheater act a week out. Can you imagine?
Right.
Or 2 weeks out at the time. So they find AJR. To which my sister goes, who's AJR? And I go, bang, bang, bang. Na, na, na. You know that song.
I know the song. You know I'm not familiar with the band. I know they're brothers, though.
I don't know the band either, but I know the song.
I know they named the band after themselves in a vanity that I can only imagine happens when you got that much level of fame. AJR is their initials.
Oh, you know that. You know more than I do, see?
But
here's where it gets worse. They book AJR.
Yeah, twice,
AJR
too.
AJR has to cancel.
Yeah, they had some family stuff going down.
Somebody's dad or
their
something
father.
Got sick.
Their father's sick,
so
yeah.
They cancel their entire tour, including their performance tonight. So then Summerfest has to book another act for tonight, which ended up being...
Say lobby.
Kiss artist Young Gravy. Okay, I mean, Rick Roll, where do I begin with all of these terms for Young Gravy?
Well, how do you go?
Young Gravy.
Oh, yeah, we play a lot of Young Gravy. Mm-hmm. The kids love Young Gravy. His show that he did before was popping.
Yeah, he did a free passes.
He did a free show. It was so popular. It was so packed that they went and said, you know what? Gravy train. Bring the gravy train back, baby.
We need a headliner.
We need a headliner at the amphitheater. But that what's dope to me is that they decided to make this a free show.
I know. Well, that's,
amphitheater's never free.
They don't have a choice, and I'm here for it because they've said the show is first come, first serve. No additional ticket required. You just have to have a Summerfest ticket.
Right.
So you get into Summerfest tonight. You go to the amphitheater. First come, first serve for the Young Gravy show.
Who's watching the baby for us? We going to Gravy.
You know what's funny? We would get a free show like this, and we'd still end up in the lawn.
Somehow, somewhere.
We would do that on purpose because we're crazy like that. Like, oh, we're in the lawn partying.
You're so right.
You know what I mean?
Like, we with the people.
They're like, this front row. No, we're going to the lawn because we want to hang out.
So, but we reserved your seats. No, no, no. I think
it's cool. I mean, it's rare that people get to go to the amphitheater, period. So
I think it's a really dope testament to how quick they think on their feet. What hot artist was just here? What hot artist would be awesome for people to see? What hot artist do people wish they would have gotten the chance to see? Gravy.
Booking an artist in a week has got to be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I mean, so props to them for sure. Yeah. Well, get to Summerfest this weekend, DZ.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We just said happy last weekend of Summerfest. It's starting tonight with a free show from Young Gravy.
Happened way too fast.
At the amphitheater. I know all the shows are free once you get in on the side stages, but this is an amphitheater show.
The amphitheater shows are normally not. Mm-hmm. So for anybody wondering, well, why does it matter? Because it's free. It's a big deal, y'all. Mm-hmm.
First come, first serve. Good luck getting a seat. Okay. We have an iPad coming up as well very soon at 8:30. Another chance to win that. Mm-hmm. So don't go anywhere. But after that, we're going to discuss ways you say sorry.
Yeah, definitely ways you say sorry.
But not by saying sorry.
You can't just go, I'm sorry.
DZ looks at me and he goes, what are the other ways you say I'm sorry? I go, huh? Other than say, you say I'm sorry. He's like, no. We'll explain next. And a keyword for the iPad is coming up as well. You gonna be rude? You gonna apologize right?
I'm not gonna apologize by saying I'm sorry, but I'll say it somehow.
We'll talk about ways you apologize next. KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Now, there are ways you apologize, like a normal person. You know, you say, I'm sorry, right?
Mm-mm.
And then there's other people.
And then there's me.
And then there's DZ, who goes, oh, no, I don't say I'm sorry.
No, I don't apologize by saying I'm sorry or my bad. I don't say I was wrong.
Well, then it's not an apology.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. How do you say I'm sorry?
You trying to go get some food?
Oh, feeding people is an I'm sorry.
You want to go to the store?
Oh, that's an I'm sorry.
You still mad at me?
So this is the wife.
Well, yeah, who else is going to be mad at me?
Me? You didn't ask me if I want to go to the store.
Well, you already went.
Because it wouldn't make any sense if you asked me to go to the store. So, okay. You won't apologize.
Unconventional apology methods. I'm not saying that I will never say I'm sorry. I have said definitely, I apologize. My bad. I'm sorry.
Well, that's an ego thing. You have to be able to apologize at some point.
Of course. Yes. You got to be able to apologize or else you're a terrible human being.
You're
like, if you
prideful,
could never apologize.
It's ego, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But most times, I'm not going to go out of my way, especially if I don't feel like I'm wrong. If somebody thinks I owe them some kind of apology and I don't feel that, one, I'm probably not going to apologize. Two, if I do apologize, it's going to be in the most weird roundabout way to just go, hey, man, you good? You still mad?
That's your olive branch. That's basically what it is. That's not an apology. That's an olive branch. There's a difference.
Mm.
There's a difference.
Well, then how do you apologize without apologizing?
I don't. Either you get I'm sorry or you get deuces. Have a nice life.
Well, then what are we talking about here?
We're talking about how people apologize other than their words, which you said yourself, you feed people. You go, you want food?
I'll just walk
up.
That's
a lot of people.
I'll give you a hug, man.
Yeah.
I'll just give you a hug or I'll gift you something. If I'm in, just want to get past it, get through it, whatever it is that might have happened, I'm gonna just go ahead and do something on the side, man. Hey, here you want these tickets? What? I'm not going to XYZ event. You want these tickets?
What in your soul makes it hard to just say the words versus you're an action person?
The fact that I don't feel wrong, and if somebody thinks I owe them an apology, and I want to be courteous and give them something. If I don't feel wrong, I'm not going to say the words, I'm sorry to you, right? I will, however, go, hey, do you want this? this, or hey, do you want to go do that? Mm-hmm. You trying to hang out? You trying to move past it? Because if not, it's just going to stay awkward. If somebody thinks you owe them an apology and you don't.
Sometimes you owe people an apology for the way you made them feel, and not necessarily you didn't do anything wrong. I've screwed people over, but I didn't feel bad about it, but they were hurt, so I said, I'm sorry, right?
Right.
So those are the moments where it's like, well, I'm not wrong here, but I'll do it to make you feel better because you need that from me right now.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. But you feed people. I don't think that's uncommon. I think that's probably a big one that people will call in with and be like, oh, yeah, I buy my significant other food, or I cook for them.
Right.
And they come home and I'm like, oh, I made you dinner.
I clean the house.
AKA,
you know,
I'm sorry, but I'm not saying I'm sorry.
I do all the laundry to say my bad.
That's right. Non-conventional ways of saying I'm sorry. That's what we're talking about right now. All right. So how do you say I'm sorry? To a friend, significant other, kid,
family,
parent,
anybody.
I don't care who. How do you do it without saying I'm sorry? That's the question today.
Mm-hmm.
414-533-1037. But first, let's give away an iPad.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stephanie in Brookfield entered the keyword at 8:30 yesterday, and she was our winner. So here you go. The word for this hour is change.
Change. Exactly what you're thinking. C-H-A-N-G-E. Change.
How do you win like Stephanie? You just enter that word.
1037kissfm.com.
In front of our website, you'll see enter the KISS keyword here. It's simple. Go
big,
do it.
Big and bold. You can't miss it.
Nope. All right. Like I said, we're going to take your calls and texts next for conventional or non-conventional ways, rather, that you say, I'm sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Nope. KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, we are not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. No, thank you.
I don't usually apologize, but when I do, I don't say sorry.
I don't mean it, let me tell you. Instead, I buy you food. We're talking about non-conventional ways to say I'm sorry this morning. Let's go to Kathleen first in New Berlin, because she had something interesting to say. So let's pull her up. Kathleen, good morning. Oh, wait. She's on two.
Oh.
Put her. Oh, there we go. She's on two. There we go. Kathleen in New Berlin.
Good morning, guys.
All right. What are non-conventional ways to say sorry? So you're not saying I'm sorry. What do you do instead?
Oh, no. I'm not saying I'm sorry.
like ever?
Not unless I'm forced to.
Oh, jeez. You are a stubborn one, girl.
That's probably why I'm getting divorced, but it's a whole other issue.
Divorced because you wouldn't work it out? No.
No, there's more to it, but that's fine.
I'm kidding.
So, like every other adult in the world, when you have a spouse, when you have a partner, or have someone special, when we want to say we're sorry, but we're not going to say it out loud, we just put out.
Oh my God!
She brought the nookie.
Just being honest.
You know what? You're not wrong. Well, it's an easy way to get a man to let it go.
Listen,
men are so stupid. They just think about one thing. That you're like, oh, I know how to make this work out. Okay for me.
Only one of the partners gets to use this as a get out of jail free card, and it ain't the man. I'll tell you that
That's
right now.
That's exactly right. No woman's gonna be like, ah. You know what?
Oh, you gonna lay it on me, Daddy? Of course I ain't mad no more.
Okay.
You know, it's like we don't get that luxury. That's a y'all thing. Like only y'all can use that as a I'm sorry.
Oh, that's funny.
100%, and we'll use it too.
I know that's right. That's a good one though. I ain't even gone there in my brain.
Women use sex as a weapon? Never.
What?
Crazy.
What?
That's a good one. Thanks for calling, Kathleen.
That is a good one.
Have a good morning, guys.
You too. Bye.
All right, Anna Maria is in Milwaukee this morning. Let's take her. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh my gosh. How do you apologize without saying I'm sorry?
Okay, so for me, I'm very notorious with my thoughtful gifts because I'm not going to say sorry.
You're a gift giver, huh?
Yeah, but I'm the kind where I'm very elaborate. So if I want to give you an apology, I get this thing that like, oh my God, I remember 7 years ago they wanted this specific thing in the antique store, but they couldn't afford it. And I'm going to get it and I'm going to write the best note with it. And if you don't like it, you're just a butt.
You're the bad person now.
I'm impressed that you 7 years later still are using that gift. Like you didn't have one fight in 7 years. Like that's impressive.
You know what that tells
me? That's what I mean. And by the way, that doesn't need to be with a spouse because I don't bother with that. I mean, it's like the other girl said before me, you just put out. But with like other people.
She said, I don't do it for men. I do it for my friends.
I mean, yeah, pretty much because I'm not wrong a lot. So if I am, I'm like, crap, now I need to really do something really awesome so that there's no way you can be mad at me anymore or else you're the problem.
She said, I'm not wrong a lot.
But when I am, I get them that antique diamond bracelet that they couldn't get 7 years ago.
You know what your problem is not? Confidence is not your problem. Let me tell you that right now, girlfriend, because holy hell.
Anna Maria literally just said, listen, I ain't going to apologize because I ain't wrong. But when I do, I'm buying something that I thought of 10 years ago because I'm also still holding on to some of those memories from 10 years ago just in case I still need to be mad at you.
That's
for
my point. This
first
time she
apologized. You were actually like way cooler and I wanted to do that for you. So like, that's just probably what it was.
I just realized we all hate apologizing. Nobody likes to do it.
No, that's not true. That's not true. The prideful ones like us hate apologizing. The stubborn ones like us. The in-your-feelings ones hate apologizing. Mm. The mature people, who I don't F with, they apologize.
Where y'all at? Clearly y'all didn't call this morning, huh?
We're the
adults.
We're the people that know how to communicate. Like, what
Anna,
are you?
Anna Maria's too much like us. We all here agreeing like, I know that's right. Get that diamond bracelet.
Took you 7 years to apologize for one thing. Hey,
well,
thanks for calling.
Yes,
go on.
Please, people that can do for me.
Hold on, stop. You're cutting out
crazy.
So the second you said one more thing, it cuts out the whole time you're talking. What are the odds?
She was probably trying to apologize and the universe wasn't letting her.
Nope. Denied. Unsubscribe.
I listen. But no, I will say this. The people that I will genuinely apologize to, even if it's gut-wrenching, are my kids. So if I know I screw them, I own it. And it's the
you got to pull her down. I'm sorry. People listening are can't take it.
She said, Anna Maria, we appreciate your call.
We do.
She said, apologize to the kids at least. At least, if anybody.
Because you're trying to teach your children how to communicate.
Right
from
wrong.
So if you're playing those games with your kids, you're just creating that cycle is going to continue, right? Of internalizing your feelings. Hudson said something to me mind-blowing in the car. He's only 9 the other day. I was going to bring it up on the air, but I might as well because it's relevant right now. He said, Mom, sometimes being polite is a bad thing because you're not allowed to express yourself, which is essentially what he's like just saying sorry because you're supposed to say it.
It's kind of fair.
I don't know. Tony's in Racine, though, and he actually wants to go the opposite.
Oh?
Tony, good morning.
Talk to us.
Hey, good morning.
I'm sorry you were on hold so long.
I'm not.
Hey, no worries.
And I meant it.
You know, DZ, I always have your back, but today, you wrong, bro.
What?
Like, I don't agree with anybody who just thinks that buying a gift solves the problem, honestly. Because here's the thing. Communication is key, and all I need for you, if you did something wrong to me, say, my bad, or hey, I'm sorry, hey, we good, or are we good? Like, that's an apology, too, but when you buy somebody repeatedly over and over and over for apologies, I'm going to take that to my advantage and make you, feel bad all the time.
Like, take advantage of that.
You know what? I do want some food today. Hey, bro, remember last week, man? You, like, really hurt my feelings, man. And, I feel bad. So, and then you're going to be like, well, let's go get some food. And I'm, okay, let's go.
Let's go. Chick-fil-A.
You're hungry, yeah.
Yeah, so people are going to use that to their advantage. Even the women that put out, right? Oh, I'm sorry, but you made me feel bad today. Oh, I wasn't over it last time either. Can I get some again?
Now we're understanding.
You
guys think you're winning, but really the people who know what you're doing are winning because they use it to their advantage.
The true manipulators, huh, Tony?
No.
He's saying if you're not going to apologize and you're going to buy someone's sorry or whatever, then you're going to have to deal with what you did.
I'm spending more money on the sorry than I could just by saying sorry.
But money don't fix everything. We know money ain't happiness.
That's true.
All you got to say is my bad, bro, or hey, I'm sorry. And you know what? That issue is no longer a problem or awkward. But if you want to spend money on me, I mean, last week on the air, bro, you said something very offensive to me, and I didn't even call in, so...
All right, Tony, we're going to holler at you later, man. Later, brother. All right. You're breaking up.
No, you're not. No, he's not. You know what? You sound fine to me. What do you say? You sound clear
you know
as day. Clear as day on the radio right now. I hear
hey,
you just fine.
And you know
fine.
What? Tony, I am very sorry.
See, Tony? And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, and he's willing to put out as well if you want.
Just come to the station, dog.
There's no lie there. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Stop!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.